Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today, more than 100 Iraqi Christians facing deportation from the United States could learn their fate. The Iraqis were detained for visa violations, including past criminal convictions, which had been ignored for years. It happened after they were caught up in a crackdown ordered by the Trump administration. Their families say they feel betrayed by a president they had largely supported in last year's election and whom they'd seen as a defender of Christians. The BBC's Brajesh Upadhyaya has been to meet the community in Detroit.
On a sunny afternoon in a Detroit suburb, grandmas, granddads, toddlers, and teenagers dance to the tune of Arab music. Most of them are Iraqi Christians who fled their homes decades ago to escape persecution. And this is a celebration of their heritage and also the diversity and freedom in the country they call home now. But this year, the festivities are clouded by a threat of deportation that looms over some in the community.
They're selling raffle tickets for the Chaldean Community Foundation Legal Defense Fund. It's to help for the deportation. And by the way, I forgot to announce the last time.
For Lavrina Kanaya, this used to be a great family outing. This year, she's here all by herself.
My uncle was detained about a month ago, so we have not seen him since. And we always come here with him every year, so my family just didn't want to come out this year.
The family members now take turns to run his grocery store. Today, Lavrina was at the shop when her uncle called from detention.
Hi, Khalu. Hi, it's Lulu.
Yeah.
We'll get you out soon.
She blames Mr. Trump for her family's plight and says she will never vote for him again.
My entire community voted for Donald Trump. Our priest, our church, everyone wanted us to vote for him. We all rooted for him, and we were really happy when he got elected, but we did not think that he would do this to our people.
Detroit is home to tens of thousands of Iraqi Chaldean Christians, an ethnic group that's part of the Catholic Church. Most of them came here legally as refugees, but those who got in trouble with the law had their visas revoked.
They managed to stay, in many cases for decades, because Iraq refused to take them back. That changed after Mr. Trump came to power, and they agreed to accept deportees as part of a deal to remove Iraq from the list of countries targeted in Mr. Trump's travel ban. And since then, more than 100 Iraqis, most of them Chaldean Christians, have been rounded up from this area alone.
My dad asked to say bye to all of us, and when my dad started crying, then we started crying, and you know, when your dad cries, you know not everything's okay. So that's
Brittany
what we
got. Hamama fights back tears as she recalls the events of that Sunday morning when immigration agents picked up her father, Usama Hamama, from their home. Mr. Hamama was convicted of an aggravated assault in a road rage incident in the 80s and served his punishment. His four children, all born long after the incident, never thought he could be separated from them because of something that happened so long ago. The area has more than a dozen Chaldean Catholic churches. Now the subject of deportation invariably crops up at the sermons. Father Brian Kasa is one of the priests at the St. Joseph Chaldean Catholic Church. He still feels Mr. Trump best represents Christian values, but he's concerned about what's going on.
Are we surprised? Maybe a little bit surprised, more confused, just because of the message that he wants to help Iraqi Christians, but now to send them back there, those who've committed the crimes and are part of this illegal, you know, that are not citizens, would only be a death sentence for them. So we're concerned and surprised.
Immigration officials say they are targeting only those with criminal convictions. But activists say it's never been U.S. policy to send people back to countries where they could be persecuted.
The BBC's Brajesh Upadhyaya reporting from Detroit. The BBC asked the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service for an interview. They declined but sent a statement.
As a result of recent negotiations between the United States and Iraq, Iraq has recently agreed to accept a number of Iraqi nationals subject to orders of removal. As part of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, efforts to process the backlog of these individuals, the agency has arrested Iraqi nationals nationwide, the overwhelming majority of whom had criminal convictions for crimes including homicide, rape, aggravated assault, kidnapping, burglary, drug trafficking, robbery, sex assault, weapons violations, and other offences. ICE focuses its enforcement resources on individuals who pose a threat to national security, public safety, and border security. These arrests are consistent with the routine, targeted enforcement action carried out by ICE's enforcement and removal operations on a daily basis. All enforcement activities are conducted with the same level of professionalism and respect that ICE officers exhibit every day.